With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. While April's Walla Walla Valley Wine Month is still on schedule, it's going to look a little different than it probably would have without the pandemic. As a result, Walla Walla Valley Wine Alliance Executive Director Robert Hansen says face-to-face Wine Month activities like the Reveal Walla Walla Valley auction are being delayed.
We've postponed to the early fall, so that could be late August through October. So it really depends on harvest, because obviously we don't want to take the winemakers away from making the next vintage and what goes on with the virus.
Hansen says the wineries are adjusting too.
I've spoken to one winery specifically, and they've cut their part-time tasting room staff and have found other duties and tasks for the full-time staff that was on board. And I'm sure every winery varies depending on their size and where they stand as far as their tenure too, as far as how long they can handle the economic impact.
Hansen says what happens next is anyone's guess.
Yeah, it's a wait and see kind of idea. People are hoping that March 31st, the end date, but most people are being realistic and saying, you know, the CDC said longer, so we'll see what happens in the state of Washington.
So, bottom line?
We still make wine, we still sell wine, and, you know, we'd appreciate it if people support our industries as we support others, so please purchase Walla Walla wines.
Hansen is encouraging everyone to get some of those delicious Walla Walla wines and celebrate Walla Walla Valley Wine Month in your own special way. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.